People are visiting cemeteries across the country on this Memorial Day. One of them is, of course, Arlington National Cemetery, where today President Trump placed a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The president also spoke to the crowd gathered near the tomb.
We are gathered here on the sacred soil of Arlington National Cemetery to honor the lives and deeds of America's greatest heroes, the men and women who laid down their lives for our freedom. Today we pay tribute to their service, we mourn alongside their families, and we strive to be worthy of their sacrifice.
President Trump speaking at Arlington National Cemetery today. The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier dates back to the aftermath of World War I, a conflict that claimed more than 115,000 American lives in just 19 months of fighting. Here and now is Alex Ashlock, met with the author of a new book about the unknown soldier at Arlington National Cemetery.
After the carnage of World War I, nations that had lost millions of service members were looking for a way to honor those dead. They found a simple concept with powerful symbolism: the remains of one unidentified soldier buried with honor to recognize the service and sacrifice of the many. An unidentified French soldier was buried under the Arc de Triomphe. Britain interred its unknown in Westminster Abbey.
And then here in the United States, a woman editor of a very famous publication at the time, The Delineator, Marie Maloney, decided to send a letter to the brass that something needs to be done to honor our men.
Patrick O'Donnell is author of the new book, The Unknowns, The Untold Story of America's Unknown Soldier and World War I's Most Decorated Heroes Who Brought Him Home. Soon after the war ended, New York Congressman and combat veteran Hamilton Fish introduced legislation that called for the return of an unknown American who had been buried in France to be reburied in the United States. Again, author Patrick O'Donnell.
It was in Chalon, France, that four bodies, unknown bodies from four of the cemeteries that were the major fighting had taken place in the American Expeditionary Force, were selected. Unknowns were selected. They were very carefully checked to make sure that there was nothing in there that could identify who these men were. And the burial tickets were actually burned after the bodies were selected. And the four bodies were selected and then brought to Chalons, France, and put in the city hall there.
A sergeant from Chicago, Edward Younger, was given the honor of selecting from the four unknowns. Only one would be coming home.
And he's sort of the quintessential doughboy. This is an individual that fought in many of the major battles right outside of Belle of Wood at Vaux, for instance, through the war at a place called Blancmont, which was kind of like, think of the guns of Navarone. It's this incredibly fortified position, which for years the French could never take. And the 2nd Division, which Edward Younger and the Marines in the 4th Brigade were part of, were able to seize Blancmont in an epic struggle. But Edward Younger finds himself there that night, and he's given the honor to select the unknown soldier. And they hand him a bouquet of flowers that morning, a bouquet of roses, and said, "Please choose the individual." And he walked into the room where the sun was starting to come in and just felt a presence that one of the men in one of the caskets was somebody that had fallen beside him. And he laid the flowers down on the casket, and that is the unknown soldier that's buried here.
Once selected, the unknown soldier started his final journey.
They bring him back to the United States on board the USS Olympia, which is, you know, this storied warship that Admiral Dewey had. The Olympia brings it back. It comes into the Washington Navy Yard, and the body bearers, the eight men that are in this book, bring back the remains. It first goes to the Rotunda, Capitol Rotunda, where he lies. There's, you know, thousands of Americans that see him. And then the procession comes down from Washington to here in Arlington. And, you know, initially Pershing was supposed to be on horseback, but he just wanted to be a regular mourner and walked behind the caisson with the unknown.
Pershing was General John Blackjack Pershing. He was commander of American forces. The 8 body bearers were among the most decorated Americans who fought in World War I, including 2 Medal of Honor recipients. These men carried the casket to the tomb site in Arlington National Cemetery and stood with thousands of other mourners for the burial service.
This was an incredibly important event in 1921, on November 11th. This was a chance of healing. Everyone was in, you know, many of the leading organizations, the NAACP, the, you know, many folks were invited to this this ceremony. And one of the things that I found really interesting is it was the last person, as the unknown was being placed in the tomb, was Chief Plenicluz, who was a Crow war chief, was given the honor of placing his warhammer on top of the tomb, and he says several words where, you know, even says later on that education is your greatest weapon. But it's part of the healing process of, you know, for many, many years we fought Native Americans, but, you know, this is a chance for them to come together. And one of the body bearers, Corporal Saunders, was also a Native American, Comanche, and one of the most decorated Native Americans in the AEF.
Patrick O'Donnell there talking about Thomas Saunders, who was born in Medicine Bow, Wyoming.
Saunders is extraordinary in the sense that he is in charge of, he has to breach the wire. He has to, with wire cutters, he has to go out and breach the wire so that the infantry can go through. Otherwise, they would just be destroyed by the machine guns. And, you know, single-handedly goes out, this sort of forlorn hope, to a suicide mission, and breaches the wire at a place called San Mihel, where the Americans have an offensive. And he's deep behind the lines, German lines, and, you know, quite extraordinary. Captures single-handedly over 60 German soldiers.
Among the other body bearers on that day in November 1921 was Army Sergeant Samuel Woodfill from Indiana. He was a Medal of Honor recipient, a man General Pershing described as one of the greatest American soldiers of the war. There was also a sailor, James Delaney of Boston. He spent 15 months in a German prisoner of war camp. And Ernest Jansen, a Marine who earned the Medal of Honor for his actions at Belleau Wood. On Armistice Day 1921, these body bearers stood at attention beside the casket of the unknown soldier before it was lowered into its final resting place.
So all these years later, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier is just one of the most hallowed places in the United States. It's, you know, I don't, millions of people probably visit this area every year. What does the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier mean to the U.S. in terms of military history and just history in general? What does it mean to, what does this place mean?
This is hallowed ground. It's sacred ground. The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier represents all who served and who've have fallen for the United States.
The white marble Tomb of the Unknown Soldier stands atop a hill in Arlington National Cemetery that overlooks Washington. On the east panel are Greek figures representing peace, victory, and valor. There are also 6 wreaths, 3 on each side. Those represent the 6 major military campaigns of World War I. On the back of the tomb, the side you see if you're visiting Arlington, are these words: "Here rests, in honored glory, an American soldier known but to God." For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.